grief is different. It takes a different shape. It takes a different form. But even through it, at least what I learned through that is, you know, I had to take stock and get some help to process it, especially the harder the grief is, right? Would you say that's right?
Yeah, that's very true. I have a close friend who we had dinner with he and his wife every Thursday night for 20 some years. And we have another couple who was part of that group. And we'd actually, Nancy and I had been with them every Thursday night for 30 years. And this one friend, Paul, his wife, Michelle, suddenly died. He's 9 years younger than Nancy and I. And then she's gone. And so it was a shock. It happened suddenly, unlike Nancy, that was the long process. And so it was 2 months later only when Nancy died. So Michelle dies, Nancy dies, and our group of six people that met together for 20 to 30 years on Thursday nights goes from 6 to 5 to 4, and that's where we are at, and we still meet together. But our friend Sue in this group, also married to one of my pastors and one of my very closest friends, she's the only female in the group, and Nancy and Michelle were her closest friends. Okay, so this is like the nature of grief is so strong. It's so life-changing. It's for each of us. And Paul's grief is different than my grief in certain ways, because my grandchildren, a lot of them, well, three of the five were teenagers. Four of the five were either teens or almost teens. And the oldest now are 19, and then there's 18-year-old like that. But we got to know our grandkids. Paul and Michelle, their grandkids, they have six children, and they'll ultimately probably have a lot of grandkids. But only one of them had been born before Michelle died. So Paul, whenever he's with the grandchildren now, very young, he thinks of Michelle and what she missed out on. When I look at our grandkids, I say, okay, Lord, if you want to give Nancy a view from heaven of what's going on in my grandson's life, like one of them won, he and his partner won the district tennis tournament championships for the second year in a row, and she wasn't here for either of those. And I'm just going, Lord, you love to watch Ty play tennis and his brother Jake play tennis and their cousin Matt, another grandson, play tennis. But you didn't, you know, I'm asking the Lord, okay, I know there's more important things in heaven, but I just think it'd be a delight for Nancy to be able to see this. And I kind of expect that he probably allowed her to. And I think sometimes it really helped Nancy and I to have such a grounding in what scripture says about heaven, that we don't lose our memories. We'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Our memories must be much better once we go to heaven than they are on earth, because we're going to give an account of everything, right? And so this idea that we'll forget everything, will we even know our loved ones? And that is such a strange even question to ask, yet it's routine. Why are we asking that? Scripture teaches continuity between this life and the next. So giving an answer for ourselves. Will we remember our loved ones? Of course we'll remember our loved ones. We'll be smarter. We won't be more stupid. We'll be smarter. And so our memories will be better. And I think of that all the time. And by the way, that has been one of the huge things that has helped me in my grieving process, and helped Nancy and I as we grieved more and more as time went on, when it became obvious that if the Lord hasn't answered prayers to heal her by now, he's probably not going to. And as we continue to pray for healing, and yet recognizing looks like he's going to do something different here. But all the solid things scripture says about the life to come,